Some stories never seem to get old. Here's an upcoming stage drama that speaks to today's realities by connecting them to a past event. I'm Tom Flanagan. The stage presentation of The Laramie Project is based on an actual tragedy which occurred a quarter century ago.
Back in 1998, there was a horrible murder of a young gay man who was taken out and beaten up and tortured and left for dead, tied to a fence post in the Wyoming winter, out there for 18 hours, and he eventually died of his wounds and exposure.
That's well-known local live drama director Jeff Mandel. He and co-director Allison Quinn are staging the production that came in the wake of the murder, although he's quick to point out the actual killing is not portrayed.
A New York theater group about a year later went out to Laramie, Wyoming to interview everyone who would talk to them, people who knew the victim, people who knew the killers themselves, local clergy, local media, local political folks. So they took about 8 trips there and did over 200 interviews. And then they distilled the interviews into the play.
Mandel says much of the play's power comes from its timeliness.
One part that's hard about doing this production is realizing we could have the next such incident tomorrow. That part is very sad, but we are spreading the awareness of this in hope of averting some of that, at least. We're also doing it to help raise funds for some of the organizations that fight discrimination.
The local production will run through most of the remainder of this month.
The play opens up this Friday, January 10th, and it runs for 3 weekends of Friday and Saturday nights at 8 and Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock at the Monticello Opera House in Monticello, Florida.
Find out more about the Laramie Project on WFSU.org. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.